Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette City Council approves playground project despite dissenting vote. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette City Council has approved a nearly $775,000 renovation project for Antelope Valley Playground despite opposition from one council member. The council voted 6-1 Tuesday night to award the bid to Falcon Construction, with the project coming in about $200,000 under budget. Funding will come from the optional 1% sales tax and a federal grant. Plans include new playground equipment, ADA upgrades, improved landscaping, and a paved parking lot, along with a reinforced closure for the park's portable restroom. Councilman Jack Clary cast the lone dissenting vote, arguing the project is not a priority. Clary said it is more of a want, not a need.
And all I can see, it needs, like Mike said, a little love is a little paint. There's nothing wrong with that playground system. And nothing warrants $750,000. That being said, talking to Mike as well, this is a business for city, right? Everybody would agree with that, it's a business. And when you have a business, as you well know, you got to keep track of your debt. You always want to pay down your debt before things fly away and you got to file bankruptcy.
Supporters of the project say parks remain an important community investment, though Councilman Chris Smith raised some questions about specific costs within the project. The playground renovation is expected to begin this summer and be completed by fall. Safari Club trophy collection headed to auction, marking end of era. A one-of-a-kind big game trophy collection that helped define a Wyoming landmark is headed to auction. According to Cowboy State Daily, the massive taxidermy display from the Safari Club restaurant in Thermopolis, built over more than 50 years by founder Jim Mills, is being packed up and shipped out next week. The collection, which includes everything from moose and antelope to exotic animals like lions and zebras, drew visitors from across the region for decades. The family says the decision comes after selling the business and lacking space to store the collection. For many, the sale marks the end of an era. Former taxidermist Rusty Bell says the collection left a lasting impression. Bell said, "It is kind of sad to see that place not there. It's something that I always look forward to going to as a big fan of wildlife and taxidermy." The collection will be auctioned in July, both in person and online, though its total value remains unknown. Family members say while the pieces will be scattered, the legacy of the Safari Club and its role in Wyoming tourism won't be forgotten. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.